Peter Stump was a wealthy German farmer who lived during the mid to late 16th century. He was accused of being a serial killer, a cannibal, and yes, the werewolf of Bedburg. I'm Paul on behalf of Graveyard Shift, and this is a story of a real-life werewolf. Now, details of his life surfaced thanks to a pamphlet published in London in 1590. The pamphlet, which was discovered by occultist Montagu Summers in 1920 and translated from the original German, describes Stump's crimes and trial. The town of Bedburg had been plagued with horrors, and it was believed that a wolf was the cause. One night in 1589, a hunting party actually cornered the wolf, and when the men of the hunt caught up with the hounds, they found Stump. According to legend, the wolf was missing its left paw, and Stump was missing his left hand.
Hi.
No.
That was a weird execution.
That's just not how this works.
All right.
That's a big pass.
Hey. Welcome. So many new faces on this podcast, this new thing that we're launching. This is episode 3. Let's get spooky. We are talking with my main squeezes. We got the beard.
That's me.
We've got
Mike.
Brad Mike. I was going to try to come up with a nickname for you.
I guess I could go with my gamer tag.
What's that?
Fat Tire 30.
Oh.
Well, now you're going to have all kinds of new friends.
Oh, man.
And like, there you go.
That
hey,
sounds horrible.
Come play with me.
That I know. That's
right.
So much responsibility. I don't want new friends.
I know. See, you did it to yourself,
good
man.
Lord.
And then we have Tiffany.
Hey, how's it going?
We are so excited to have you here. We're going to talk a spooky story, and I'm glad to have you here. I'm excited. So let's get spooky.
Recommend Tiffany what? Using maybe
no.
her gamer tag name.
No.
which is what is it?
It's stupid AF. That's what it is.
No, but
I'm real bitter
feel,
about
I feel
it.
I like need to use it.
Jimena was no scoped by stupid AF.
It's a game.
Fucking gamer mom or
gamer
something.
Mom?
That is so lame.
That's so hot.
It's so.
April's
listen to him.
I know. Yeah.
This is the man who loves you. I love that face.
Yeah.
My wife's gamer tag is tomato shoot.
That name to me.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I thought you said tomato shoot. Like, yeah. like what is that? I have a visual of what that looks like.
He's firing tomatoes out of cannons.
That's
all
not
right.
What I was looking
all
for.
All right. Well, the theme music has already played, I think.
Well, for editing's sake, let's have 5 seconds of silence. Okay.
Ah, yes. Here we are, episode 3. We're doing great. Don't worry, I'm the cheerleader of this show, and I will make it happen. So today we're going to talk about Peter Stump.
Okay.
Peter what?
That's right.
Stump?
He is...
Peter Simp.
I feel like you're pronouncing it wrong. That can't be right.
I'm trying really
Stumpf.
Hard.
Is that your German? Is that your Russian? What is that?
I'm from Prussia originally. Herrig is from Prussia.
Oh, is it now?
Wait.
Yeah.
Huh. Don't you have that amazing German accent?
Oh.
I was doing it for you in the car yesterday.
Oh my God. I feel like you do that all the time anyway.
Oh, I want some Wiener Schnitzel.
No, that's so
I sing you sweet songs and stuff.
I would stop what I'm doing right there and laugh at you.
So Peter Stump, okay, so he's born 1535, okay? There's different spellings when it comes to his name. You have Stub, because you have like the German pronunciation.
Oh, Stub.
And Peter Stub. And Stub are like what? There's like a million variations of this man's name.
Maybe we should go with Stump after all.
I mean, maybe. But the reason I wanted to cover this is because specifically his story is so fantastical that there's only two written recollections of his life. Like there's something in the English like history museum, like which I was supposed to go to, but my trip got canceled today.
So sorry. That's really, really sad.
I didn't even
now
tell
you're trapped
you that
with the rest of us.
I know.
No, you didn't. What Fuck. The hell, man? I thought we were friends. Like, I'm bitter. Fuck this show. Not really, guys. Really,
Tiff,
it's great.
Tiff
please, please support.
Tiff brings the real Carl out.
The honesty.
Yeah. No, he was a German serial killer and farmer, which it's interesting to me to think of, like, what do you say? Ed Gein was a farmer? Like, which is something that me and Josh covered. It's like, he was a farmer, and also he liked to wear, like, middle-aged women's skin.
Ew.
Whoa.
Maybe he was an amateur puppeteer as well, for all we know.
Yeah.
But, but hear me out. I feel like farmer and serial killer go hand in hand, because can't you use, like, the dead bodies for, like, fertilizer
well,
or
see,
something?
I
think that's really smart. And you hide. The,
I was
like,
going to say, like,
hell yeah.
Maybe he uses the dead bodies as scarecrows.
There you go.
That'd be
there you go.
Sick.
I mean, who
that's
goes?
That's hardcore. Right?
I would say you two should date, but even more so now.
Wait, we're not dating?
What? What the hell?
Oh, I didn't realize I was single.
Oh, time to go on break.
Interesting. So, he was known as the Werewolf of Bedburg. Truthfully. 16th century, which is also, like, scary as fuck. Like, already my butt clenches shut, because I'm like, oh, no. I'm in the 16th century. This is not a good time to be alive.
Everything is bad.
Yeah, well, like, not only that, but, like, we did an episode on the dance craze. They were all eating bad bread and then dancing for, like, 40 days, like, praise Jesus, mm-mm. Praise Jesus.
What was this?
Past episode.
Okay. Well,
how have you
missed
dude,
that
you watched, like, every episode.
Yeah,
I
but...
I'm sure it's,
man,
he's listened. It's
the
in
spot.
The recesses of his memory is all. He's just so excited.
Tiffany's one of my best friends, and so she knows. She knows. She knows.
I'm just going to be quiet.
You're fine.
No.
So, like I said, the most comprehensive source on the case is a pamphlet of 16 pages published in London in 1590. So there was, like, a pamphlet? It's like,
yeah, because you can get so much information in 16 pages.
Well, I mean, there could be, like, a lot of writing. I don't know.
It could be really small handwriting.
There
it could
go.
Definitely
That's
be very small. But people were like, oh, God.
I can't read.
It could be double spaced, too.
It could be. So,
I wrote this new language in the 16 pamphlet in Wingdings.
It's hieroglyphic.
I mean, we're doing hieroglyphics now.
Like, oh, yeah.
I wrote this in smoke signals.
Read real fast.
This is going to be really hard to get through.
Sorry.
I love you guys. No, it's true.
Yeah.
All right, so the English pamphlet, of which two copies exist, one in the British Museum and one in the Lambeth Library, was rediscovered by occultist Montague Summers in 1920. Which is, I mean, that's a cool name.
That's wild that
Montague
it sat, in,
Summers.
Sat there for almost 300 years.
Yeah. Yeah, like, people were just like, yeah, we're too focused on the Civil War right now.
Must be
yeah.
a shitty
Think
library.
About this. We're kind of tangled up in this whole, like, I don't know, like, the British, and, like, we're leaving and we're tea and stuff. So,
like, people are going there and they're checking out. They're like, oh, there's this really old dusty book, but I want Calvin and Hobbes.
I agree.
I would agree.
Where is Bill Watterson? Is that
I think
name?
He's dead.
He died?
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's been dead for a long time. Probably since the 1500s, along with.
Wait, who's Bill Watterson?
German Longstocking or whoever this guy is. I don't know.
Who is this?
I took a drink of my beer and I just forgot.
And be like, nah. No idea, man.
He's saying the creator of Calvin and Hobbes died in the 1500s.
No, like, I was just joking around, but
holy shit, he's alive still.
Is he alive?
Josh,
he's 63.
Josh, okay, good. Thank God.
Thank you for fact-checking that.
Charles Schulz, on the other hand,
well,
he's dust.
I didn't know who
he's
he was.
He's peanuts
so.
At this point.
Oh, I like that.
Oh. Yeah. That. There you go.
Anyway, Summers reprints the entire pamphlet, including a woodcut on pages 253 to 259 on his work, The Werewolf, which will lead into what we're going to talk about.
Mm.
So this guy was a 16th century werewolf.
Okay.
He would put a belt on of wolf skin, and he thought that as soon as he put the belt on,
yeah,
he was an actual werewolf.
I feel like, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I feel like it's a kink. Like, what the hell?
I don't think it works that way. Just because I'm wearing a Dream Theater hat doesn't make me John Petrucci. Like, I mean, I wish.
Am I?
I agree with you.
Like, first I was like, that's hot. And then I'm like, about?
Stay away, girl.
Whoops. It's hot. I know. Hold me back. Sorry.
All right. So we're going to talk about a werewolf serial killer from the 16th century. So additional information is provided by the diaries of Hermann von Weisenberg, a Cologne alderman, and by a number of illustrated broadsheets. So there were like different artwork that came out about this person, which I can show you guys on the break. So although the exact date and place of Peter Stump's birth is unknown, examining sources likely puts it near Bedburg, which is why he was the werewolf of Bedburg. Germany around 1530. So like his heyday is 1530 Germany.
Okay.
Stump's name is also spelled as Peter Stube, Peter Stub, Peter Stubby, Peter.
I like that one. Can we go with that one?
Peter hyphen Stube over the U, or Peter Stumpf. Other aliases included such names as Abal Griswold, Abel Griswold, and Jubal Griswold. The name Stump or Stumpf may have been given him as a reference to the fact that his left hand had been cut off, leaving only a stump.
Okay.
So that
so
also
it's a nickname more so.
Pretty much. Well, it's also like kind of similar to the way that like Icelandic daughters are named after their dads. So like this is Greta Stupin's daughter, or
Greta's stupid daughter.
But she got married real fast. God, I mean.
They tend to.
Yeah.
It was alleged that as the werewolf, quote unquote, had its left forepaw cut off, that the same injury provided the guilt of the man. Stump was born at the village of Epperath, near the country town of Bedburg in the electorate of Cologne. Which is not where they made cologne, but it's just the happens to be the German city of Cologne.
Did it smell like axe spray?
Probably. You just it immediately want to down a cheeseburger and a Bud Light.
Yes.
So his actual date of birth is not known, as the local church registers were destroyed during the 30 Years' War from 1618 to 1648, which is, I think, a future episode, actually.
Well, let's be honest. Back then, he moved 10 miles to the west, and you're a whole new person anyways.
True.
So
true.
Record keeping was not that great.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but like somebody else would come in and be like, heretic! Our new religion is this!
Yeah.
We believe in Snoopy and all the things of Garfield. Oh. Get out!
Like, except for that movie. Lasagna? Sucked. I'm behind that. Just saying.
I understand that.
Come on.
So he, Peter was a wealthy farmer of his rural community. During the 1580s, he seems to have been a widower with two children, a girl called Beale or Sybil. How does Beale make Sybil? Okay, well, it's fine.
I don't know, but how does
it? It might be German.
Richard and Dick. Like, that's closer. Let's go. All right.
True.
Yeah.
True. Who seems to have been older and older than 15 years old and a son of an unknown age. So he had a son and a daughter.
Okay.
During 1589, Stump had one of the most lurid and famous werewolf trials of history. After being stretched on a rack, like literally put on a rack, like, hey, motherfucker, did you
no.
kill 13 women, 5 children.
Who?
Isn't Iraq where they have you kind of pinned up and then they kind of...
They stretch you out.
They stretch you out. Yep, yep.
Yeah. So they slowly turn the wheel until you're literally...
Your bones break.
Pop yeah. out. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tiff.
No, let's do this. I got this. I can do it.
You're going to hear some things like... I'm just going to say, spoiler alert, it gets way worse.
I'm looking forward to it.
I can do this. Okay.
According to the people that were judging him, for 25 years, Stump had allegedly been an insatiable bloodsucker who gorged on the flesh of goats, lambs, and sheep, as well as men, women, and children. Being threatened with torture, he confessed to killing and eating 14 children. Two pregnant women fetuses he ripped from their wombs and ate their hearts panting hot man. And raw.
Nope. Fuck that guy. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Which so he later like that, which he later described as
no. No, yeah. no.
Derish.
It's not funny, but no.
As dainty morsels.
No, fuck that guy.
So he's comparing him to chocolate
what
chips?
No. No.
So it's just like, what do they call it? Like a turbucken or whatever that
God.
Thanksgiving thing where you stuff a bird inside a bird?
Got a KFC like, bucket of dainty morsels.
Oh my God. I'm going to go up to my 5-year-old. Come here. Give me love, my little morsel. No.
I'm doing that the next time I see him.
Oh my God.
Their toes were like little chicken nuggets.
Oh, I wish these were boneless.
No, it's not. It's rough. Okay. So one of the 14 children was his own son, which he ate his brain.
Ooh.
So literally he had a 1-year-old son who wandered off into
the
woods.
Fuck that guy.
He put his werewolf belt on, literally trampled him to the ground and ate his brain.
No.
Now I have a question about this belt.
Yeah.
Shit.
Is it like a WWE championship?
That's, do you have a question about the belt?
Can I purchase this at Urban Outfitters?
Was he standing up on a tree limb?
Sell us a Hot Topic?
Bypass, I just ate my 1-year-old son's brain. Got a question about that belt.
Was he standing up on a tree, looked down at his son when it was belt on, like,
I'm going to take you down.
Elbow drop his 1-year-old.
Where did you get that belt?
Just tombstones him.
His 1-year-old.
The madness is alive.
I feel so evil right now.
The 1-year-old who was
he
also.
He needs his penis. He's like,
I stepped into your Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
Is that Randy Savage?
Yeah.
No, my question real quick was, would he get naked and put this belt on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he went completely feral during all the murders.
Oh, okay.
He would put a werewolf chain belt thingy on, and he would just literally run around naked.
That's horrible.
He was like a chain
but
belt,
not only
so he's
that,
like a goth guy from...
What?
So say and this is based on the research that I did, but like he literally would in the 16th century city, he would, if he killed like the wife, like say the dude's walking around with his kids the next day, he killed his wife last night, like ate her flesh or whatever, he would be like, hey, what up, dude, like waving at the citizens of the community, just like in a weird, like, kind of Patrick Bateman, American Psycho way of just being like, I'm claiming the fact that I did this, but also I'm your friend. And then the next night he would put the belt on and be like, I'm going to eat your fucking kids.
That
like,
is so insane.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it shows he had no remorse.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, clearly a psychopath. Mm.
So bad. So bad. So we're going to go through a couple more things here.
Oof, there's more. Okay.
Okay. Let's so not this. Only was... accused of being a serial murderer and cannibal, but also of having an incestuous relationship with his daughter.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Who was sentenced to die with him, and that he had coupled with a distant relative. He also had a mistress. So he was like the man about town. Like he literally somehow could eat these people, tackle them, destroy their lives, kill them. But also had a mistress, slept with his daughter, killed and ate his son's brain, and yet still seem like the coolest dude. And
how old was his daughter? It's always the nice guys. That's why the girls go for the bad boys. That's obvious. You're like, we get it. We get it. No, that's fucking psycho. No. Oof. Okay. Did you? I know. Did you say that she was still laughing at me? Did you say that she was also convicted with him, the daughter? What was she convicted of?
I think
of?
I've incest. Heard this before.
Yeah.
This thing before.
Yeah, no. This is one of the most popular werewolf-ist type stories when it comes to, like, history.
Oh, wait.
No,
I'm a Sherlock Holmes.
It's fine.
Like,
I don't think I mean,
Twilight isn't history.
I wouldn't immediately.
I'm so sad now.
I wouldn't immediately text you and be like, hey, Tiff, do you want to hear about this guy who ate his kid's brain?
I don't understand why you're holding out on me this whole time. I feel like we don't even know each other now.
No,
like, what the hell?
We'll know each other a bit more now.
See, for us, after all the episodes of conspiracy therapy, hearing this kind of stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, used to it. Oh, you get so numb to it.
Yep.
Tiny little morsels. Right?
There's bad eggs out there, folks. Just, look at his Instagram, or maybe check up on him a little bit.
Yeah.
This is why we stalk.
So, not only was Stump accused of being a serial murderer and a cannibal, but also of having an incestuous relationship with his daughter, who was sentenced to die with him, and that he had coupled with a distant relative. Now, that was his mistress, which was also considered to be an incestuous relationship according to law. In addition to that, he confessed to having had intercourse with a succubus sent to him by the devil.
No.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more about Peter Stump. That was the best middle clip I've ever heard. I'm so happy to be back with my friends.
Yeah, same. This is great. This mm-hmm, is, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mike, thanks for hosting.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you know
Beautiful
what, Ryan?
Space.
Thank you for hosting. Tiffany, thank you for hosting.
Fine,
Josh?
Thank you.
Go to hell.
You beat me to the punch. Fuck
Get
me.
So Peter Stump was an interesting individual. He was a 16th century serial killer, by all accounts. People read about him in pamphlets, like I talked about off the top. People were pretty sure that he was the horrible werewolf belt-wearing killer, but also, there was something about him, too, that you have to think about according to the time. You have to really think about the fact that, like, he was also put on a rack.
Oof.
So maybe somebody was killing the cattle and the cows at the time. But I don't know
aliens.
If you can... exactly.
Maybe.
It could be aliens.
I never know.
I'm saying that, like... I think a lot of people want to blame something on somebody, truthfully, something to think about.
Mm.
Still happens to this day.
Yep, mm-hmm. 100%.
And it's easier to just say, like, oh, yeah, this guy's obviously fucked up. He's schizophrenic. And at that time, schizophrenic, you just thought, like, oh, yeah, he's
Okay.
He's a wackadoo.
I don't want to upset anybody, but like,
I'm upset right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm offended by that. No, sorry.
I'm sure, obviously, there's some sort of mental disorder going on. Does not excuse the behavior. Like, that shit needs to stop. Crazy.
Or never
crazy.
Started.
Huh? What?
I don't know.
Well, you didn't have places to go, though, at the time. Like,
they didn't have a Founders Brewery?
What? No. No.
They didn't have a Best Buy?
When has
Best Buy or Founders Brewery actually, like, solved issues for people?
Founders Brewing Company has solved all my problems.
It's got a lot of people late, I'm sure.
I don't remember if that happened to me or not.
Oh, man, now you got to play sad music. Do you have any Sarah McLachlan?
I'll find it. So the execution of Stump on 31 October. Now, this will be a very close to Halloween episode. Mm. So we have to honor
the Halloween
gods.
Spirit.
Yes.
That's true.
Have you decided what you're going to watch this year for spooky?
Midnight Mass.
What?
Okay.
Midnight I want to watch the new Haunting of Hill House people show. Oh, Haunting of Hill House is my favorite ghost story of all time. So they did Bly Manor last year, and now this year it's Midnight Mass. Yeah, I'll watch what they put out there.
Huh.
I'm a huge fan of them.
Yeah. Probably.
Truthfully.
Yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid.
I got some yak.
I have. I gotta be just shit faced though.
Okay, but legit, that's an amazing movie.
Dude,
just
I haven't
saying.
Seen that in years. I need to rewatch it.
No, I loved Ernest Goes to Camp. I watched that
goes
a
to jail?
Times.
Oh, he does everything.
Yeah.
So real.
Hey, wait. Have you two ever dated?
Shut your hole.
So real talk, last year I tried to get my family to watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
We got it about 15 minutes in, and it showed the troll just like dorking around in the woods, and my kids were like,
that's just scary.
Shows him, you can see how fake he looks, and they're like, no, this is scary.
They
were
legit scared?
Oh, they were terrified.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, but they have rim shot.
How about a knuckle sandwich and booger lips?
No.
Now say it like him.
I get it.
That cadence is hard. Like, yeah, not even gonna try it.
No.
God, I love that movie.
Mm.
So the execution of Stump on 31 October 1589 alongside his daughter Sybil and mistress Catherine is one of the most brutal on record. He was put to a wheel.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where flesh was torn from his body in 10 places.
Okay. I should not be cringing because he deserves this shit, but.
I know.
We haven't gotten to the other thing yet.
Mm. Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning.
These were these were with red hot pincers. Oh, so these also. Pincers.
Oh.
Oh, like the Pokemon pincer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They'd have done better if they had like a Meowth there, like cat scratching.
I don't know.
So these things, I mean, it cauterizes the wound.
Yeah.
So even if they're stabbing you slowly, they're also like not making you bleed.
Oh.
So they're stabbing you with pincers.
Okay.
And your
feeling the
chest
water.
Is like, ouchies.
Yeah, but doesn't your...
that's exactly, that's what I would say, ouchies. Oh, that kind of tickled.
Well, because like, it's so hot, doesn't your nerves, like, don't
fries
they
with
fry?
It.
So it doesn't really hurt.
Oh, I'm sure it hurts.
Well, I'm sure it hurt, but I'm like, I don't know.
Oh.
I've never been fried.
Fried,
that.
Yeah.
They also did this to Stump's arms and legs. So... slowly torturing him by like stabbing him with like a red hot pincer and like ripping the flesh,
which
and cauterizing,
which makes me think, you know, this was a court case and they found him guilty obviously and they were like sentenced to death. Them torturing him like that, doesn't that make them just as bad? Like instead of like hanging him or
right?
You know, doing something like that, like an instant death, like you're just dead. They're torturing him.
Right.
And that's no different than what he did.
Right.
He also ate his son's brain.
Well, I get that, but...
Eye for an eye?
I think I'd torture the guy that killed children rather than just... Like just me.
Right. No, don't get me wrong. If somebody did something to my kids, I would brutally, slowly kill them as well.
Yeah.
Right. Not that I'm going to.
Josh would become like, what's that guy that did those like action movies? Like
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Vin Diesel.
No. Before that.
Family.
Ernest.
Ernest B. Worrell.
So sorry. Was it Clint Eastwood? What was the guy who was like, hey, buddy... like he had a whole series of movies he made on
Clint Eastwood.
Not Clint Eastwood. I just said that.
What time frame? I'm sorry. Are you talking about John Wayne?
No.
Oh yeah.
Post John Wayne.
Okay, that's a lot of there.
Okay, we don't have to talk about
partner.
We don't have to talk about it today.
Oh no, we got to figure this out. We have time,
Google.
Believe me.
Ask Google.
Yeah, who hey, okay, so
who killed people a lot in movies in the 80s?
who killed a lot of people in the 80s?
Am I going to become Sigourney Weaver?
It's a John Wayne Gacy.
Okay.
I mean,
not
in
wrong.
The movies, not in real life.
I mean, you got to give us more than he killed a lot of people in movies.
Post.
Because Schwarzenegger killed a lot of people.
I'm thinking Death Warrant. I think it was his series. Hey, boyo. Hey. Are you enjoying your slice of pizza there? And then he like shoots him. I don't know. I'm thinking
you're adding more to the Schwarzenegger because it's corny lines like that before he kills them in the 80s.
Oh dude, they've done this forever.
Like I feel like I would be a better murderer than most of the murderers in the movies. They just talk too fucking much. Just shoot the guy, please. Can we just kill him? Like if you're going to slice him up, let's do this. Like there's
I'm
no
like
narrative
bread.
Needed.
Pretty with her.
Van Damme.
Yeah, right?
No.
I typed in Death Warrant, and that's literally who I see is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I will tell you, I watched plenty of Van Damme movies. Mm. He was not one of them.
Yeah.
It's Death Wish. Mm.
Charles Bronson, that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess he's okay. He's not Schwarzenegger.
No.
He's not killing aliens or
Nobody
predators.
Nobody is.
Or, no.
My predators favorite movie of all time, Total Recall.
Yeah.
It should be Predator.
But that's your favorite movie, and that's why we're cousins.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, I forgot
you
guys are cousins.
About this all the time.
Oh. Your movie has the lady with three boobs, though. So.
It does. Yeah. And your movie has to get to the chopper.
I'll take three boobs.
Well, there we go.
It's like a menu. You're like in a restaurant. I'll take the three boobs. Please.
I'll take the three boobs. Get motorboat twice.
With a side of boosh.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Anyway, on with the story.
It's the '80s.
It doesn't look fake at all.
Never.
Mm-hmm. I guess as real as they are now.
So Peter Stump, when he died, like I said, stabbed with hot pincers, and then also his limbs, all of them, arms and legs, were broken.
Okay.
With the blunt side of an axe head.
Well, how?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
To prevent him from returning from the grave before he was beheaded and his body burned on a pyre.
I feel like
I
the beheaded part was probably the nicest part of that.
Like,
there was a little bit of misery. Remember the movie Misery?
Oh.
There's a little bit of that going on in there. Right?
I don't need you leaving, eh?
Oof.
That's one of the worst moments in movies, like cinema history. Like, you watch that one time, and you're like, you feel it.
That's it, too. And it's not even gory or anything. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, but I watch it a second time. It's like, you know what? If this guy was smart, he could easily have gotten out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if he watched himself, like how I watched it.
There's a lot of movies where I'm like, that's not real. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, this whole fucking movie is not real. Like,
no,
none of
it
this
is. It's a great documentary.
100%. Mm. Absolutely.
See, the problem is we always see these movies like, well, humanity can't be this stupid.
Right?
But then the pandemic happened and we saw how stupid people are.
Yep. Well, you're not wrong.
So basically, after his limbs are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so bad.
Are you looking at a picture?
Mm-mm.
No.
It'd be more like a painting.
Big red swan.
It's stick figures.
His daughter and mistress had already been flayed and strangled.
That's such shit.
And were burned along with Stump's body as a warning against similar behavior. Local authorities erected a pole with the torture wheel and the figure of a wolf on it, and at the very top they placed Stump's severed head.
So I think he definitely got what
he
had come in there.
Yeah.
The daughter, but pretty fucked up.
Right.
Not a fan of that. The mistress,
not a fan.
Older,
yeah.
Probably knew what was going on, and probably didn't have the same kind of like issues that he had going on in his head.
She was probably just super manipulated. I mean, he's got to be. If he's able to do all these things and sleep with people, like, he must have been charming, good looking. Like, what's the deal here?
Everything before the 20th century is just a lot of loud men.
Mm.
Like H.H. Holmes when we covered that.
Still is.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of loud men who was like, yes, I have things I have going on. I've got a big mustache, and it's time for me to drive this train.
I'm a man.
You have a great mustache.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
So, I could drive trains.
You can drive trains. I think it's conduct trains.
Hey, he's what we said first. I just
play. You don't drive a train.
No, damn it. I'm going to drive a train.
That's right.
But it's true. I honestly think a lot of it is male, like, eccentrism, like mm-hmm. you're literally able to manipulate people to make them succumb to your predispositions, like the ideas that you have. Like when we covered H.H. Holmes on Conspiracy Therapy, Beer City Media on Patreon, but you can find this out. Like when we covered these things, we were talking specifically about how men can manipulate
mm-hmm.
things so well
mm-hmm.
and kind of influence not just women, but men too. Like H.H. Holmes was able to literally put women in like death, like tubes and shoot her down to the basement where he could like, I'm going to play operation on your organs. Oof. But like they have this ability to understand like where women are weak. Well, and that's the big thing is that I'm not saying that you're weak.
No.
But there's men that have this unbelievable way of just figuring out, especially when it comes to how you can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in women too. Don't get me wrong. Martha Stewart is not on her own at this point. Like she can figure out her way to make a zombie apocalypse. But like
tastes it, really good.
Yeah. There are
I just registered.
No. But
especially in that time too when women were inferior to men. And that's why I'm thinking like this daughter especially did not like she was raised in that environment like, where her father
women were lower than dogs.
Yeah, the patriarch, the one that you look up to, the
she's probably scared.
Right.
Yes. Like who could she go talk to? Because we know that he was going around going like, hey, buddy. Hey, pal. So she tried to go around and say anything. She'd be terrified that they would say like, oh, your daughter said the darndest things.
Well also, maybe this is normal for her.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this is what happens in
everybody's
household.
Like, it very well be something that's like, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, this is what everybody does. This is just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. And then she gets, so she's essentially raped by her father, manipulated, emotionally abused, raped, and then she's murdered for something that her father did to her. Like, what fucked up shit? Mm.
The thing is, you got to remember that time frame that could have been like, oh, well, she'll grow up and do the same thing because
mm-hmm.
that's his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the common thread, too, especially with women. It was always like, well, you're going to be your dad's daughter. Like, you'll be the same person.
Oof.
What happened to the belt?
Jesus.
We have to find the belt.
We have to find the belt.
I need the belt.
I'm going to find that belt.
Mine's getting pretty worn out.
Wall for you. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
I won it in WrestleMania 3.
Character unlocked.
Why does nobody ever hear from Mike anymore? Fucking belt. He's just playing in his room with his belt.
The wolf belt.
I mean, I get it, though.
Oh,
there you go.
Now, this being a Halloween-ish episode, I have to ask you guys, like, what are your favorite things about this time of the year? Like, what do you guys like to do when it comes to the macabre or the Halloween? Like, do you dress up?
Yeah.
Do you go out and take the kids for like a nice little Halloween trot, or do you do anything? I mean,
easily the best thing about it is the temperature going down.
No,
I can't stand it.
I love the heat.
Oh, yeah. No, lately this is perfect. Give me like 60 degrees all day. Yeah.
70 is where I'm my happy place.
I'm never happy. I either need
I know. I know you're never happy.
You need a blanket.
That's why we're together.
Listen, I
because
love
I'm never
cozy.
Happy too.
I need cozy. I will take a blanket and 100 degree heat, and I will sweat my ass off and be completely content
this is
with
true.
That.
Yep.
Yeah. No, but I love.
You're like Linus.
I love the cozy.
Always needs the blanket. Peanuts joke.
Coming back to peanuts again.
Ah, nuts.
No, I love the cozy. I love summertime, but I love the cozy. No, I'm all about, like, I can't wait to do the caramel. Fuck you guys.
No, he was just looking at me.
I know, he's always laughing at me. No, I'm super excited. I love doing, like, the caramel apple bar with the kids and stuff like that. And
putting razor blades in the apples, you know.
You know
oh,
what?
And the drugs. Don't forget
it
the drugs.
Depends.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
it's fun.
Like, if my kids are acting up, like, you know,
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Will there be a treat in
give
my
me
apple?
Some shit. I'll
this
give
year?
It back. Yeah, absolutely. No, trick-or-treating. I love some, like, well, I'm looking forward to going. This year we're going to do the... a haunted history mansion.
Nice.
Tour.
We're going to a haunted
excited.
Mansion already.
Yeah, like Melonheads.
Melonheads. That
I just bought
therapy
tickets for
Patreon.
Last night. Yo, what? Fuck! What is it with you guys?
Well, that's a past conspiracy therapy episode.
Yeah. I think that
Larry had
two
a genius voice for that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. No, I love this time of year. And like movies, good movies, like the cheesy, scary movies. Super
yeah,
fun.
For sure.
Super fun.
For sure.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Man, I fucking adore this era of the year. Like, I fucking like
this era of the year?
This
era
time of year, the season. I got you, boo. The season.
Thanks,
you
sweetheart.
Love this.
All right, yes. Yeah. I do love this. I love this time.
Same.
I love this time.
It's
I love
cozy.
The weather. I love the my hoodie. I like my hoodie.
Yeah.
It just gives you that extra reason, even though my wife and I watch horror movies all the time. It's we got to find the like sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Also, sleepaway camp. What? Huh?
Oh, my God.
You've never seen it?
If
no,
you guys
I've
watch
never heard
that.
Of it.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
No, okay. We can't spoil anything.
No, we won't.
Sleepaway Camp is a 80s horror flick.
Quintessential.
Okay.
You guys will have the best night of your. Okay. Here's the deal.
It's got. Well, I'm just
going to
say.
Kids, only if you're in a state that you can do edibles, do edibles.
It has one of the biggest twists in a movie ever.
Really?
And
it's
Shyamalan.
So
okay,
much
I need to see
fun.
That. Yeah.
You two do.
We need to watch this.
My two favoritest people.
I feel like it's on YouTube.
Do edibles.
Yeah.
Watch this movie.
Yeah. I'm all about. No.
Is it like The Thing? Because that's my favorite.
No,
horror movie.
That's.
Is it super scary? Oh. He's gonna.
You've
have
just
a
awoken
breakdown.
Something in Ryan.
I know.
What? You hate that movie?
Oh
you
need no. Some...
What is this?
Right.
What?
Listen.
Listen.
Hold on a second.
That is my favorite horror movie of all time.
Did we just become best friends?
Oh my God. I feel like you two need to have a date night.
They're touching tips right now.
Oh my God.
Right under the table.
It's really hot in here right now.
It's getting way too warm.
Oh, baby.
But no, you two should watch
Yeah.
Sleepaway Camp. Do an edible.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to do like a crazy edible, but just, you know, bite off.
I have some pizza in the kitchen.
I just found the full movie. Oh. There we go. I just found the whole movie is on YouTube.
Is that Jim Carrey?
That's Truman.
Is he in it?
What?
No, okay. No.
Oh, that's an ad. God.
You guys.
Okay, we're watching this. You Sleepaway
have
camp.
To watch this.
Okay. Should we go in a cabin and watch
I'll
it?
Bring,
like a cabin
I'll
in the
bring,
woods?
That was a horrible movie.
I'll bring my cat.
Yeah. Oh, you, Nico, he'll run away.
You bring your pussy.
No, listen.
I'll bring mine. And we'll have a pussy party.
I would love to watch it.
We need
well,
to watch
especially
that.
Because, like I said, the ending is nuts.
Okay. Josh and April were the ones
Peanuts?
That told me, like, oh, you have to check this out.
Yeah.
Snoopy, what are you doing here?
So we're going to watch this.
Scooby-Doo, you're here, too. We've got a mystery to unravel, Scoops.
Ruh-roh.
Oh my god, everybody's drunk. This
oh, I'm so hot right now.
Yeah, because you're.
All right.
Yes, let's do this.
All right, we'll see you next week on another episode. Let's get spooky.
I could liken you to a werewolf the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Enough to roll with a song.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.